It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
A Friday flashback brought to you by Visit Cleburne. Well, in just over an hour at 8:35, Friday Morning Fake News is what we'll play to get you to Billy Currington in concert. That show coming up August 1st, your free tickets on the way. But first, let's go back to one of his biggest hits to the year.
2009!
And some truths in life to live by.
Then I heard the old man say, God is great.
Yep.
Beer is good.
Uh-huh.
And people are crazy.
Amen.
All true. People are crazy. 2009, a song written by the trio of Hunter Montgomery, Bobby Braddock, and Troy Jones. But it really centers around Bobby Braddock and Troy Jones. Came out March, spring of 2009. Second single off Billy Currington's album, Little Bit of Everything. Very good. Good album, by the way. First time Billy said he heard this song, he wanted to record it. He said, just the title alone, when I was pitched this song, I didn't care how it was going to sound, if it was slow or fast or what. I just loved the title. Turns out the lyrics are pretty strong, too. But when he inquired and started asking questions about it, wanted to record it, he was told, get in line, son. You had George Strait, Kenny Chesney, Alan Jackson, even Brooks and Dunn wanting to get together.
Whoa.
And all recorded. He said, I had a buddy that said that song's already been recorded, actually, and like a dozen people way more famous than you are waiting in line to record it after that, so don't even worry about it. So he didn't. But about a month later, he decided to ask again, and his persistence paid off. He was given the green light to record it. Now, of one of those other recordings, none of those, as we know, actually exists for public consumption, but I'd like to hear maybe George or Kenny say, I can hear that, both of them doing that. Now, Bobby Braddock and Troy Jones pretty much came up with the whole song after Braddock got the line from Jones that God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. As Jones was in Alabama and decided to take a drive through the country, and he was thinking of, he said, three things you can't argue with, and he came up with these three. While the two of them were writing this song, it was Bobby Braddock who suggested the twist ending at the end. By the way, at the ending, that is Billy Currington himself whistling. It was a big one for Billy. The song nominated for two Grammy Awards, a couple of ACMs, CMAs, and it was his third number one on the country charts with Must Be Doing Something Right and Good Directions, his previous two. By the way, fun fact, this was the number one song of the year of all of 2009 in Canada. Because,
whoa,
you know, they like beer.